Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, Abby, so why is the whole youth group mad at you?
Oh my gosh, the whole youth group said that I'm a bad person in the middle of a podcast recording. So if you don't know, we have a podcast called The Personality Hires, and it's sort of like this show where we'll pitch like personal stories we want to talk about. And this weekend, I'm going to Charleston, South Carolina for a magical fairy tale bridal experience that I planned, and they think that I'm a bad person because of it. Let me explain. So this all has to do with my brother's fiance, who they've been engaged for about 3 months. It's very exciting. Big fan of her, big fan of their relationship. And they have set the date for their wedding for July 4th of 2026. It's going to be a very patriotic wedding. And because the wedding is coming up pretty soon, if you don't know this about like bridal dress shopping, you have to find it like ASAP Rocky. Like it takes like 9 months for one freaking dress to come in. So I, wanting to make this a memorable experience for my future sister-in-law, who is going to be in my life forever, I decided I'm going to use the resources that I have, and I'm going to try and make this a really special experience for her by reaching out to certain bridal shops and hotels and see if they'd be willing to partner with me on social media content so we can get some fun stuff for free. And I got a lot of responses back from like these big bridal shops. They're like, we'll give you a VIP experience, 2 hours in the bridal shop for free. We'll bring champagne and sweet treats and charcuterie. And I'm so excited. And I bring this to my brother's fiance, and she's like, yes, like absolutely. Like I'm free that weekend. I'm going to bring my mom. I'm going to bring my girls. And then a couple weeks later, she brings some bad news for me specifically. And she said, Abby, I've got to drive up one of my friends to the bridal shop weekend in Charleston. She's a really hardworking doctor student or whatever. She goes to school to become a PA or something. And I've got to drive her. So I got to miss the first day of our big fairy tale bridal shop experience. And I was very upset by this. And so I brought the news to the personality hires. And I'm like, am I wrong for feeling upset about this? Because it's not really my weekend. And they thought I was a bad person for it because of it.
Who's going to upset her most? You guys, you go first.
I don't know if you're a bad person, but I do. Here, listen. I think that you are so generous that it is genuinely frightening. When I think about a relationship with a future sister-in-law, I just think it should be just, you go to brunch like once a year, you say, well, how about my brother? What a weirdo. And then they say, yeah. And then you don't speak again until Christmas. The idea of like planning this entire like fairy tale dress shopping extravaganza, it's a little frightening. Like putting myself in your sister-in-law's shoes, I feel fear. And so that's where I was coming from. I think you're putting your paws in the pot a little bit too much.
Jackson's getting ready to tee off.
It's very interesting how you posited the way that you described this entire story to everyone in here now versus the way that you described how you felt about this to us.
This is exactly the same thing that I brought for the podcast.
Subject matter wise, yes, but you forgot to include the fact that you said, I'm a really big deal and I went out of my way to use my niche micro celebrity influence in order to get free stuff, and she should be grateful.
Roll the tape. That is not what I said whatsoever.
She definitely did.
I am clutching my pukas.
I said it facetiously. I said, this has everything to do with me being a really big deal. But saying it sarcastically, like to get a ha-ha laugh out of you guys. And said, now you're going to use my own words against me by taking the tone and context out of it?
You're not a bad person. It's just the fact that you can't admit that you're just trying to flex on this lady.
You're trying to
brag about how many followers you have. You're flexing. Just say you're flexing.
If I was trying to flex, this would be something to benefit me. I'm not the one trying on the wedding dresses. I'm not the one who the entire weekend is about, and all the decorations and the shirts and the matching wine glasses is for. This is all to make my sister-in-law feel special.
You get points, though. You know that you get points. You're trying to collect points. Just admit that you're getting points.
This is not Dave and Buster's. This is my family. I'm not trying to get like a teddy bear at the end of the night because I have this free wedding weekend for my sister-in-law. All I'm trying to do is make her feel special so that, you know, we don't hate each other for the next 70 years or whatever. So I get to see my nieces and nephews on a bi-yearly basis.
Is this conversation on personality hires this week?
No, I don't think I was going to put it out there.
You must put it on there now.
Okay, we'll put it out.
Because you came across as wrong?
We'll put it out next week. And then I want everyone to listen to it and hear the facetiousness in my voice and see how y'all took it out of context to make me look like an evil sister-in-law from H-E Double Hockey Sticks.
This is not Dave and Buster's. This is my line of the morning.
Yeah.
Well done. It's the Burt Show.
It's the Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.